unwrapping the news so you don't have to. Back to the Lars Larson Show.
Welcome back to the program. I hope that I'm wrong about this, but I kind of anticipate that this summer we're going to see a massive number of forest fires in the western United States. Now, we've kind of become accustomed to the idea, oh, yeah, we're going to see a 500,000 acres, or maybe if it goes to 1 million acres, that'll be an extraordinary year. The perspective on that that I think you should understand is that America went for decades with no major forest fires in the western United States for about 30 years. And you say, well, what was the difference? And of course, the global warming true believers will say, well, it's anthropogenic global warming, you know, too many people driving SUVs, because Al Gore told us the science on that. It's not that. It's because during those 30 years when we had almost no fires, major fires in the forest, there were, of course, fires. I mean, there are lightning strikes or people cause fires and things like that. But what happened was you had people working in the woods. They were harvesting the forests and they were replanting the forest, which makes them more fire safe. And also, all those guys, mostly guys, there were a few gals working in the woods, were also there available to put the fires out. So, guess what's happened? The National Interagency Fire Center, which has data going back almost 100 years, not quite 100 years, they've decided to hide some of the data so that they can manipulate the numbers and say, boy, it's so much worse in the last like 4 or 5 decades. Anthony Watts is a 35-year veteran of meteorology and radio and TV. He's now a senior fellow for environment and climate at the Heartland Institute, and I consider him a good friend. Anthony, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back with you, Lars.
Now, if I got any of that wrong, feel free to correct me, but why is the National Interagency Fire Center hiding the data, and how are they doing that?
Well, I think it's because they got some pressure because a lot of people started using this data set in 2017 to point out the fact that wildfires were much worse, according to the data, in the past. I published a story about this, breaking this issue, in December of 2017. And literally less than 2 months later, all of a sudden, where there was never any mention of a caveat or the data might be problematic or something, all of a sudden, 2 months later, a little less than 2 months later, they put up a notice on their website saying, well, this data may not be exactly right, and therefore, you know, you shouldn't compare older data to newer data. They didn't tell you what the breakpoint was or anything, but that's when they started, you know, backpedaling a little bit. And they'd had it up on the website since 2011 without any caveats whatsoever. Now that the Biden administration is in control of all of these different agencies, all of a sudden, the data was disappeared, or at least a good portion of it. They decided that all of the data prior to 1983 was no good all of a sudden. After having it up for almost a decade, they said, well, it's no good, so we're just going to hide it. And all they show you is the data from 1983 forward. Well, there's two problems with that. Number one, that's cherry picking in the extreme. If someone on the skeptical side of climate science did that and disappeared part of a major data set, there would be howls of indignation about this, but this seems to be okay for their side. But the other thing is that because they chose the point 1983, which just happened to be the lowest point in the record, because 1982 and 1983 were massive El Nino years on the West Coast, meaning wetter than normal conditions, well, that's the lowest point in the record, and everything forward to that, to 2020, goes up. And so you get this idea, just looking at that section of the data, that we have a positive trend, whereas it used to be we had a negative trend when you looked at all the data.
You know, I want people to understand this. And Anthony, I realize when we talk about numbers on radio, television is a little better because you can put up some numbers on the screen. But if somebody said, how much has your income grown? Well, depending on what point you pick, if you were telling your mom and dad, my income's gone up, 50% in the last 5 years. Well, you could pick the low point where you're unemployed, and then you go or only working part time, and now 5 years later, you're doing 50% better. On the other hand, if your parents say, no, let's take a look at your entire career. You were once higher, and then you went lower, and you picked the low point. People should understand that. You can monkey with numbers like that all day long. Is there any science behind the idea of cutting it off and saying, well, let's just forget about all the numbers before 1983 for wildfires?
No science whatsoever. In fact, the agency, NIFC, doesn't even mention on their website any reference to a reason for why this data has been disappeared prior to 1983. There's no link to a research paper. There's no link to an explanation. There's nothing other than they say, well, the data was measured differently prior to 1983, and therefore we're not putting it up anymore. Well, that doesn't fly. If science did that with global warming data, for example, there would just be people would be excoriating the scientists for doing that.
But don't they actually do that with some of the global warming data, where the hockey stick only works if you start the hockey stick graph on, you know, with the right years and have it end with the right years? Then you get a chance to see the curve you're looking for. Whereas if you take a look at all the data that's available, you say, gee, the hockey stick kind of disappears.
Yeah, well, referencing Star Wars, these are not the data you're looking for. Yes, and the hockey stick put together by Dr. Michael Mann in 1998, they used a trick. The trick was, and this was because nature wasn't doing what they expected it to. It wasn't cooperating. Everything from 1962 forward, when you looked at tree ring data, showed that the temperature went down rather than up. And so what did they do? They covered that up by sticking on instrumental data, the temperature record measured by instruments. So basically, they took two dissimilar pieces of data, spliced them together, and the splice itself covered up the drop in the data from 1962 with tree rings, and they presented that as one graph. And lo and behold, look at that. It's magic. You know, we've got this fantastic increase in temperature. Oh, but don't look at that stuff past 1962. But people that look into this sort of thing, like myself and Steve McIntyre and other people, we find these things. And the bottom line is that a lot of these researchers are playing fast and loose with the truth.
Well, and I'm talking to Anthony Watts. If you want to read some really great stuff on anthropogenic global warming and the debunking of it, go to Watts Up With That. His name is spelled like electricity, W-A-T-T-S, wattsupwiththat.com. Anthony, the important thing about this for people who say, Lars, you're talking about data. What difference does it make to me? People in legislatures and the Congress are making public policy and decisions about firefighting and about managing the forest based on these numbers, right?
Exactly. They use this data and have been using this data in peer-reviewed studies, in government reports, and so forth. And now this data has been disappeared. So what are you going to do? The next time somebody asks for a report about wildfires, they're going to get it from 1983 only. And golly, that's going to tell a different story than if you looked at the entire data set.
You know, this has been a game all the way along. Anthony, you're in meteorology. Do you remember when Hurricane Katrina hit and New Orleans was devastated? And they said, well, this is the beginning of a trend for the next, over the next decade, we're going to see devastating storms. What did we actually see for a record period of time after Hurricane Katrina?
Well, Al Gore said that this is going to be the new normal for hurricanes. He said that in 2005, shortly after Katrina. Well, the matter of fact is that nature decided, well, I'm not going to pay any attention to Al Gore. And we had a drought of major hurricanes hitting the United States that lasted over 10 years. And so where was the climate to hurricane link? There was none. But that didn't stop people in the media from saying that.
And folks like Al Gore and the rest of his friends on the true believer side, did they come out and do a mea culpa and say, hey, it turns out we were wrong about this?
No, they'll never say that, because it's all about the mission. For them, you know, it's a cause. And the cause is we have to get people to change their behavior, because in the future, we predict nasty things are going to happen. But when you look at the data, it's not really all that problematic.
Like I told you, if you want to get more of Anthony Watts, you've got to take a look at his website. I go there regularly. It's called Watts, W-A-T-T-S, wattsupwiththat.com. Anthony, thanks so much for what you do. 35 years in meteorology, now with the Heartland Institute. We'll be back in just a moment. I'll get to your phone calls and emails at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@LarsLarson.com.